There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights, and she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, the world-famous, world-renowned psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. And tonight's show, the name of the show is Not Fade Away. And the reason that we came up with that title is because 63 years ago, on February 3rd of 1959, a plane crash took the lives of rock legend Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. And, you know, this is way ahead of my time, but anyone who's listened to rock and roll has heard a Buddy Holly song. It's been covered by, his songs have been covered by so many different artists over the years. Ritchie Valens was a breakthrough Latino star who had a number one hit, La Bamba. I'm sure we've all heard that. And the Big Bopper was a Big Bopper Luba. I mean, they started this whole movement in rock and roll. And it was really funny because rock and roll started off basically being an African-American thing. And white establishment was saying, oh, this is jungle music and all this. But it excited teenagers the world over. And so there's Buddy Holly, and he was only 22 when he died. So when he was like 18 and 19, he was listening to all this. So he had a big gig, and it was at this nightclub, and it was in the South, and the curtains open, and he's there with his band, the Crickets. It's, you know, four white guys. And they look out, and the whole crowd is African-American, and the crowd stops, and they're staring at him. And he looked out, and he said, well, we didn't expect you either, which I always got a big kick out of that. But the thing is, music is a unifying force. Everybody loves it. It touches everybody in different ways. And the reason I'm talking about Buddy Holly, Not Fade Away, one of the part of the lyrics is love for love and not fade away. And that's the theme of the show tonight, that our loved ones who transition, they don't fade away. They don't disintegrate into nothingness. They transfer to a higher frequency. Music is frequency. Why? Because music is sound wave energy, and everything is energy. And so that's what the psychic and the doc are talking about tonight, is that we don't fade away.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great theme that we have tonight for a lot of reasons. You know, I remember going through the Vietnam War. I was young. I was a protester. I wasn't even sure what I was protesting, because one day I was protesting the war and the next day I was protesting not the war. So it depended on when I woke up. To be honest with you, I'm 16, I'm 15. I don't know my you-know-what from my you-know-what. But when I think about the aftermath, here's what I'm noticing. There are people that if you say the word Holocaust, and you've mentioned this last week, Mark, there are generations that don't quite have the memory that my parents had of it. When you mention Vietnam, there are generations that don't have the memory. When you mention 9/11, we already have generations and are not quite like, what was that day? when you mentioned the bombings, the shootings, when you mentioned fill in your own line. And this show is to really help us know. We have so many things to celebrate, so many people. And I don't want us to forget the people we lost.
Yeah.
In these past 28 months. I know people want to celebrate, and I want to celebrate with you. But we have to honor the souls that have moved on. Now, when Buddy Holly died, I will tell you this. Let me just shut that phone off. People are texting me. They want to get on the show. Okay. My mom bawled her eyes out. Just bawled her eyes out when Marilyn Monroe died. For weeks. I mean, weeks. Not everybody that passes away is Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
But they are Marilyn Monroes to the people and their families. What do you make of that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, recently when Betty White died, you know, it affected me in a way that I didn't think it would. And I was like, well, why is this bothering me? And I felt like this was a great aunt that I didn't really know very well, but I really liked. And then it also dawned on me that there was never a part of my life that Betty White wasn't on some television show, you know? And so there are people that are celebrities, you know, whether they could be politicians, they could be actors, musicians, what have you, that we look up to. And because of their work, it resonates with us and it touches that heartstring. You know, I call this mass mourning. And, it's when you get someone like Princess Diana or Marilyn Monroe or Betty White. Or, you can just go right down the list of famous people and we identify with them. I mean, you know, it's so funny because like some days when I'm just, you know, bored, I'll turn on like TV Land or whatever it is and Golden Girls will be on, you know, and the writing was fantastic. What the show's like been off the air now for something like 30 years. But you know the test of good writing because it still makes you laugh. And so Marilyn Monroe represented sultry sex appeal. She was courageous. And the funny thing about Marilyn is that she was given the parts of the dumb blonde. And I've talked to people who actually knew her and worked with her. They said she was anything but dumb. There was nothing stupid about Marilyn Monroe. You know, she played the giggly, sexy blonde, but she would not have gotten where she was if she'd been an airhead. And so we tend to look up to people. Think about when Jackie Kennedy died. So many people resonated with her, arguably our most popular, our most glamorous first lady. So mass grief, mass mourning, what it shows is it's okay to grieve people you don't know. And the beautiful thing about the Marilyns, the Jackies, the Betty Whites is it's teaching all of us that people that we love who have died don't fade away, just like the Buddy Holly song, not fade away. So, you know, grandmother and Dr. Pat, you know, your mother, I mean, I'm sure there's not a day goes by that you don't think about your mom because she hasn't faded away. You know, she's still with you in your heart and spiritually.
And one of the things I want to say is we so often don't remember to cut across the landscape of people that are in our memories. And one of the things I learned coming from a multi-ethnic family and being part of a family that is both Latino and African-American, Dominican, coming from that family, what we never got to appreciate until modern times are the heroes of those communities, the ones that never get talked about. You know, Billie Holiday, great movie, love her, but there's so many. And the more we can stop and recollect these amazing souls that changed the landscape, that got us where we are today, the better off we will be at the understanding of compassion and empathy and what it means to have courage in action. Because there are some people, if I would tell you their names now, and I won't, but if I would go back and tell you about a Latino chemist who literally, without this woman's work, probably a whole bunch of us would not be here today. But the point is this, we got to come around and get on the same page. You can have differences of opinions about this or that, about it or what. But in the end, we are all human beings. We all have that soul. We all have that place. And honestly, I don't think it's going to matter when all is said and done, what you think you liked, you didn't like, what you wore, what you didn't wear. It's going to matter who you loved. And that's what tonight's show is about.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Right? Who do you love, baby?
Absolutely.
Who do you want to hear from today? You know, what is it that will help you with the heart connection? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're right on the phones. We're on the phones. Jacob's on the phones. Let's take a short break. We're right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The Afterlife Frequency teaches you my four-step RAFT technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Now hush up, so I can go to sleep and dream about my baby. I close.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We're going to go right to the phones. We got Susan, Sasha, David, Dirk, and I think we might have time for another one, but we are all about you. Today is a live call-in show. You're going to get a taste of Mr. Mark Antony, the psychic lawyer, the adventurous, the explorer, the best-selling author. Hey, before we go to the phones, because we always forget, get the book up.
Okay, the book. There it is, the book. Yeah, and I just was notified it's already in a second printing, and my publisher said they're considering a third because, you know, it's been doing very well, and it's very humbling, I'm very honored. And I also have a spirit communication event coming up on Saturday, February 19th. It's going to be an online group event. If people want to find out more about that, please go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, just like my book, The Afterlife Frequency. So Dr. Pat, what I just love about doing this show is that I'm able to make connections for people, but then the callers get the benefit of your insights. And this is a very unique approach because a lot of times the information that's being transmitted by spirits, some of it is literal and factual, and other times it's metaphorical, and it takes a bit of time to understand. And what's really nice for the callers and for the listeners of having Dr. Pat here is that she's an objective observer, because when you're receiving the messages, sometimes it's a bit overwhelming or you don't know what to think. And I love the way Dr. Pat will say, well, maybe you ought to think about it like this. And if through all the shows that we've done, you see people immediately making those connections. So that's one of the unique things about the show, and which makes us different than anybody else out there.
Well, I got a hot tip for everybody. Tonight, I'm going to do something different. I got more requests. When are you going to talk astrology? So here's what I'm going to do for people tonight. After they speak with you, I've got my friend Amy Zerner and Marnie Farber's Wild Goddess Oracle, because astrology and what's happening is wild. It is wild. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a card, and I'm going to see what that's going to reveal for people tonight. I don't usually do that on this show. I do a lot of this on my Dr. Pat show, but I got too many requests for astrology, and I'm not an astrologer. So this is the closest I can do. And I'll throw in a little psychology, too.
All right. See, where else are you getting that? All right. Let's go to the phone.
Where else do you get this? Linda said to me, what's wrong with your hair today? And I'm like, I said, you know, I didn't even look at it today. I said, you know, I just threw that stuff on up there on it. And I was just like calling it good. Jacob, who do we have?
All right, we've got Susan Dene on the phone.
Yes.
Hey, Susan, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, let me turn you over to Mark.
Hey, Susan, what can I do for you?
All right.
Welcome.
Well, I am just seeking to connect with a loved one, and that is the reason for my phone call today.
Awesome.
I understand. Oh, okay. Susan, for your benefit and benefit of everyone else, is sometimes the person you want to hear from the most may not be the first one to come through. Other people that you know may come through first. So let me open up to frequency and see. All right, I'm getting a female energy coming through. Now, what's interesting about this, when I talk about your level, Susan, that means your generation. But what I'm feeling about this woman is possibly the generation above you, which would mean like on the parent, aunt, uncle level. Doesn't always mean that. It could mean a friend who was older. But let me work with her. Okay, I'm getting a lot of pressure in my throat. This would indicate that she was having difficulties with her throat and with her breathing prior to passing. And now I'm getting this blockage in my sinuses, and I feel like my lungs are filling up with fluid. Now, I mean, certainly this could be something like a pneumonia, but this could also be potentially a congestive heart failure. And what I'm also getting with this woman is I'm getting the sense of nausea. Nausea could indicate that prior to passing, she was having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. Sometimes nausea is a cancer indicator. And I'm kind of heading in that direction, Susan. And here's why. Not only do I feel the discomfort in the throat? Now it's the esophagus, the stomach, the entire GI tract, and also in her reproductive areas. I'm getting a burning sensation, and I'm feeling that her passing took some time. I feel, when I say I feel, she's projecting to me sensations that she experienced prior to her physical passing, a tremendous weakness. And it's one of those diseases that just took her down a click at a time, click at a time, click at a time. And I get a sense of non-responsiveness prior to her passing. Here's the other thing, Susan. You and she obviously were connected emotionally. And I get that there was a block between the two of you, not because either of you were not talking to the other, but it seems like maybe a difficulty either you getting to her or being able to communicate with her. And she wants you to know that she really wanted to make that final connection as well. Does any of this make sense to you? Are you there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
When I do private readings, I always go through a long explanation prior to doing them. And I always tell people, and this is a chapter in my book, avoiding the no syndrome. So you came out of the box with no, because this may not be the person you were hoping for. Okay. So there is a woman connected to you that feels like she had a long, slow passing, was heavily medicated and non-responsive prior to passing. There we go. Go ahead, Susan.
I got it. I think I got it. Was that, and what was her message for me?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet. Okay, so hold on. Right. Yeah, the two of you wanted to connect prior to her passing, but for various reasons, you couldn't. And it seems like it may have been like you couldn't get there, or there was a distance issue, or that her condition took a turn for the worse.
It's Joyce.
Oh.
It's Joyce.
Okay. And she keeps throwing little flowers, little daisies at you. Lots of little flowers, little daisies, like little baby's breath and daisies and flowers. And let's face it, who doesn't like flowers? But the fascinating thing about this, Susan, is I feel like I'm standing next to a pond or a lake and I'm throwing flowers onto the water and they're all floating. And she wants me to convey to you, she said, it's moments like that when we're really alive. It's the simplicity, it's the beauty. And she said, and that was something that feels like that was her. And she said that you also get that. You enjoy that simplicity of life. You know, it's like you grab those beautiful little moments. It doesn't have to be driving around in a Rolls Royce. It's throwing flowers on water and just seeing them shimmering there. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I live thousands of miles away from where she was, like a second parent to me growing up. She was a neighbor a couple doors down, and she died of cancer, and it was the one funeral I couldn't make it back in time for, and it was the way it happened, and she was very precious to me. Yeah.
Well, you know what? She's thrilled. She said, I guess we got that closure now. Okay. Hey, she's talking about, is there a door in your house? There's an issue with one of your doors, either the lock isn't working or it's sticking. She's talking about some door in your house that there's some type of issue or problem.
Not that I can think of.
All right. I want you to check these things because they bring things up, and it could be a car door too, but there's something about a door that sticks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sticks or it's not closing properly. And this is what I refer to as spirit intervention. And so this could be a security issue that she's telling you to make sure. Okay. It also could be like maybe where you work, but I feel that it has to do with your home, your abode. So I'll leave that with you. Dr. Pat?
Yeah. Thank you, Susan. One of the things I do is I love to pull cards. And I have a favorite deck of mine. And I actually need to give Amy a moment. This is from Amy Zerner. For those of you out there, you know these. I love these because they're a combination of power, empowerment, and astrology. And what I got for you is one of my favorite numbers, seven. It's the seven, and it's the seeker. And the seeker is this. The seeker is the meaning of life is to seek ways to give your life meaning. Isn't that an interesting play on words? And doing so with gratitude, patience, and compassion for both others and yourself. And then there's a longer explanation, but it's a really powerful message, right? Usually seeker energy are people that are looking at a purpose, a life path. They're looking at the range of things, so to speak. But this is an interesting card for a number of reasons, right? Because what it says is the meaning of life is to seek ways to give your life meaning, doing so with gratitude, patience, and compassion for both yourself and others. When you look at what this is in the book, and I'm sorry, Susan, let me just do this because I got everybody says, hold up the card, Pat. Okay, there's the card. See the card, everybody? You don't have to look at my face. I'm going to put it right there. But one of the things about this is really good is this energy talks about pilgrimages and it talks about destinies, change in destiny. Its underlying message with Seeker is that everything is hushed in a timeless moment as you take this great pilgrimage. One that will change destinies and begins anew today. This is what this card really boils down to. It's your life path may not be what it was yesterday, the day before, but the seeker will always approach this from an energy of gratitude and grace. And the caution that Amy gives, I love, because I've talked to her about this card myself. The caution that she gives is you have to do your best to recognize what's real and don't distort the picture with a lot illogic. And you're going to love this one, emotionally charged thinking. Now that should relate to you. But you understand, you know, this is a seeker that lives in this world, you know, that carves out a life path, which then can help others with all of this. See, right? Because this is not a seeker that's floundering or just rolling around. This is giving life meaning for both you and others. So it's a seeker and a teacher. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It does. It resonates deeply. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had more time, I'd read the meditation and guidance, but it's really, it's a beautiful card. And I don't know if you're watching on Facebook. It's a really beautiful card. And when you look at the artwork on the card, it's so funny. Mark talked about flowers. Because if you look at this card, the whole bottom level of this is with exactly the kind of flowers that he was just describing. And Mark and I actually don't get together before the show and think about how to do this.
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't. Well, because that's part of the quality control and the authenticity, you know, and that's, you know, everything is coming from the other side. And then Dr. Pat gives her responses to it. And in this particular case, that would not be a coincidence that that happened. So
and I'm going to leave you with this because this is the most powerful part about a seeker, Susan. I'm just going to leave you with this little bit. Okay. Because this really, it says a seeker sometimes may not believe they have everything they need with information. But what she says, Amy says, you need to keep an open mind as you do what you can to increase what you know about the situation or yourself. For a seeker on a vision quest, right? The place she must enter. And she actually says the place she must enter is a place of no limits, no boundaries, and especially no expectations. I'll leave you at that.
That's good stuff. Thank you.
That is good stuff. Susan, thank you so much.
Thanks, wow,
that
Susan.
That was powerful. Wow. I got myself a little chill on that. Whew. Mark.
I say we go to another caller.
Okay, right. I got distracted right there for a minute.
All righty. We've got Sasha from Atlanta on the line right now.
Hi, Sasha. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm calling because I wanted to see if one of my family members or anyone from the other side has a message for me.
Okay, Sasha, as soon as I heard your voice, I'm getting a male energy coming through. And what I'm getting with him is I'm tasting a lot of blood. Now, that doesn't always mean an external bleed out. Could be an internal issue. And I'm getting a lot of problems in the heart, issues around the heart valves. And boy, I just keep tasting the blood. And this is really a weird sensation because not only am I getting the heart, but I'm feeling like there's blood possibly in his stomach. So he may have had a history possibly of some gastric bleeds, possibly what was that, ulcers. But I'm getting once again issues with the heart, and I'm getting this dizzy disorientation prior to passing. So what this indicates to me, Sasha, is that this gentleman had a number of health problems, but toward the end this one hit him pretty hard, and the dizzy disorientation feels like it hit him real hard because the dizzy disorientation, sometimes that's a stroke, but it could also be a heart attack. What it is, it's a blood pressure surge. And it feels like when this feels like a heart attack hit him, it pretty much took him fairly quickly. He may not have died immediately, but it would not have been long after. Do you recognize this?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what he has to say to you. He's holding up a little Easter bunny. Interesting. Easter bunny. Now, a lot of people like Easter, and you're laughing. Easter is also coincides with the Aries time frame. And like Dr. Pat, I'm not an astrology person, but I know when the signs are. And Easter always falls in Aries, and it usually is between March 20th and April 20th. So what that could mean, Sasha, are significant births, deaths, anniversaries, or events which may be connected to you, to this gentleman, or to someone close to either of you within Aries, which is March 20 to April 20, unless there's a definite significance with Easter, you know, per se. Does any of that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. In what way, yes?
So, well, I think probably March, because that was his birthday and his children's birthday around March.
March. Okay, I'm having a hard time understanding. Okay. If you have your computer speakers or radio on the background, please turn those off, because what happens is it causes distortion. Okay, so I heard something about March.
Yes.
Yes, so the birthdays, his birthday is March and his kids too.
Oh. Okay, great. All right, so let's see what message he says. Look before you leap. Look before you leap. Look before you leap. Now, let's face it, we've all heard that. But what he's telling me is that there is a decision coming up with you. And this is what's so fascinating. Once again, I'm getting the Aries. So there is some type of decision, and it feels like it could be a personal aspect to it, but it feels more either career or business oriented, which is coming up in mid to late March, which would coincide with Aries time frame. And he's not telling you not to do it, but he said that you need to take your time and think it through before you make any drastic changes.
Okay.
You're pondering that one.
Yeah.
Dr. Pat, what do you think?
Does that resonate with you? Is there something in your life you're trying to change? How about things like travel?
Well, I do have something coming up in March. It's March 23rd. I was going to undergo a surgery.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
That's the card I pulled for you. The card I pulled for you is called the Resolute. It is number 17, right? And here's what it says. Let me just read it. If you do not resolve to be patient and endure tough times, success may appear to you to be always in the future in another's power. And so that idea, especially when you're thinking about surgeries and other things, right? You know, it's about holding on to your patience and your temperament. Do you know what I mean? Patience and temperament. I mean, if you look at this card, right, you can see the level of intensity in this goddess's face, right? And one of the things that you know about this is when you are that energy, we don't always want to be patient, or we go to the extreme and we procrastinate. Which one are you?
Yes.
You're both?
you know, and Dr. Pat, if I can, and Sasha, if I can jump in here for a minute. What the spirits are talking about is exactly what Dr. Pat's saying with patients. It's not so much that you should not have the surgery. It's the recovery. You got to be patient. And the look before you leap means you got to get prepared. Okay. It's one thing to go and get the surgery, but it's recovering from the surgery. That's the big job. So you got to have all your ducks in a row for that. So I didn't mean to jump in, but it became very apparent to me that that's what the message is. So when I said, look before you leap, or rather, you know, when I was conveying the message, they're not telling you, don't listen to your doctor's advice.
Oh,
they're telling you, no, it's like, yeah, do that. But you've got to make sure that you're prepared for the recovery. You know, have your food together, have who's ever taking care of you, have, you know, before you go into the surgery, make sure all your laundry's done, you got all the clean stuff, you know, but go through all of that. So that's what they're saying. And what Dr. Pat is bringing up, patience, you know, because people think, and here's the thing, doctors always say, you'll be back at work in 3 days. Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. Is this emotional for you?
Can you repeat that?
Is this emotional for you? Is this an emotional surgery? Okay. And the reason I say that, the other card that popped out for you is called the Mermaid. And I'm just going to hold it up for a minute. Again, this artwork is beautiful. So this card says this. I'm just going to read it and you're going to know if this applies to you. It says, look below the surface of your emotional reactions to know what is really going on, for things are not always what they seem. That makes sense to you?
Yes.
It's hard to face our emotions, isn't it?
That would be a yes.
It's hard. It's hard to face our emotions. It is. You know, it's hard to understand that our emotions are our guidepost. They help us and guide us and direct us, but they're also some of the greatest tricksters on the planet. So what this card is telling you is take a look at what you're feeling and sort out what's real, what you should be looking at, and then sort out what you can let go of. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I wish you all the best. Wish you all the best. We're going to hold you firm in prayer for your upcoming surgery.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break, Jacob, just a really short one. And when we come back, we're back on the phones.
You're mine. And we belong.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Minku, ADHD coach. People with ADHD can be vastly different from each other, but one thing most ADHD adults have in common is a poor time sense, an unrealistic idea of how long things take to do. With a really poor time sense, what you probably expect to get done in a day, only Superman could accomplish. Yet, after barely getting through a fraction of your to-dos, you end each day feeling inadequate and ashamed that you didn't finish it all. The problem lies in your magical thinking about time. To get real, compare how long you think something will take you to do with the reality. For at least 7 tasks, write down how many times longer each one really took than what you had guessed. Then use that information to plan. Learn more about time sense and other strategies in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Solutions for Your Unique Brain.
Your mind, and we belong together.
Oh my God, that is bringing back so many memories. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc. I am Dr. Pat Basile. I am joined here by Mark Anthony. Mark is the psychic lawyer. He will certainly tell you how to get a copy of his book. But also, if you go to his website, you can really find out a whole lot of ways you can work with Mark, get some additional insight and information. Mark, you want to give that out to everybody?
Yes. My website is afterlifefrequency.com. And I invite everyone to sign up for my newsletter. And if you go to my calendar of events, it'll show you when the Psychic and the Doc's going to be on, plus my other events, because I do have a spirit communication event coming up on Saturday, February 19th. And you can find out about getting tickets for that through my website, afterlifefrequency.com, and about scheduling a one-on-one session with me over the phone. So, Dr. Pat, what do you say we go back to the phones?
Hit it.
All right.
All right. We've got David from Melbourne calling in.
Hello, hi, David. How can we help you today? Thanks, Jacob.
Hello. Great to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Great to have you. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to connect with a loved one. Thank you.
You got
you
it.
You want me to tell you who it is?
Let me see who comes through, okay. David. Okay. Because sometimes the person that you want to hear from the most may not be the first one to step through, but I'm getting a female energy coming through. And what I'm getting with her is I feel cold. Now, feeling cold, it's possible that where she was when she passed may have been cold, either in the room or outside. But the way I'm feeling this, David, this is a circulation issue, because a lot of times when a spirit connects with me and that person, when they're in this world, was having circulation issues, I get a cold. And I'm also getting a lot of pains in my joints. I'm feeling them in my ankles, my knees. So this could be rheumatoid arthritis or some other stiffness, getting a lot of pains in the jaw. Okay, I'm getting numbness running down the whole right side of my body. Now, that would be an indicator very possibly of paralysis, but it could also be an indicator of a right brain stroke, excuse me, a left brain stroke, which would affect the right side of the body. Now, when I give these symptoms to everybody, different causes of death and different medical issues may have a similar sensation. But what I'm feeling here is circulation. I'm feeling pains in all the connective tissue in my body. I'm getting a lot of pains now in my back, low back, and kidneys, and I'm getting a numbness running down the whole right side of my body. So this woman was having all of these type of symptoms and issues. Do you recognize any of this, David?
I'm listening. It's not yet.
Okay. Let's see what she wants you to know. Is your mother here in this world?
No.
Because this really feels like a maternal energy, David. How? And I'm going to break protocol because, you know, we're kind of on a time ration. What was the cause of passing for your mom?
Virus and an infection, which caused multiple issues.
What type of issues? I want to see if what I'm getting may be similar to what she was experiencing.
She did have a fall before she left, which may explain some of the difficulties on one side.
Okay. So let me keep, all right, that's all I need. Let's keep working here. David, she's using the words prodigious reader. Okay. So that means somebody who reads a lot, good vocabulary. Was she the reader or are you the reader? Because she's showing books. And you know, when you walk into a library and you smell the books, she's giving me that scent. Who's the reader?
Me.
You're the reader. Okay, very good. So now we know we got your mom here. Yeah. So when a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, and she gave symptoms related to her passing, okay, and then followed that up with an objectively verifiable fact, the reader, you're the reader. So we know we got your mom here. And, you know, David, I get the sense from her, I'm getting this in my heart. Two of you, I mean, yes, you loved your mom. She loved you. But man, I am getting such a good mother-son relationship here. And she wants you to know that from her perspective, and she wants it to be from yours as well, there are no issues. There are no regrets. She loves you. You love her. And she wants you to know that there's nothing either one of you needs to regret or feel bad about. And she also said, my son has a sweet tooth. All right, David, what's up with you and all the sweets and the sugar and all that?
Chocolate, love it.
Well, your mom's not saying knock it off entirely, but maybe cut back just a little bit. Look, a mom cares about you from the other side. And the thing is, David, she said, you always made time for me. You always went out of your way to be kind. You always went out of your way to stay in touch. You always went out of your way to be there. I mean, she's just going on and on. And I'm saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is really great. She's also talking about, is there some issue going on? It could have been with her feet, but she's talking about you or your feet. Anything going on with your ability to walk or your feet? Like, it feels like just some issue with a toe. I feel like my toe is sore on my right foot.
Yeah, that's an ingrained toenail of mine. Maybe, I don't know.
You what?
An ingrained toenail on my right foot. Yeah, maybe.
Bingo. Oh, bingo. That's American for we got it.
I was laughing because I heard him and I'm like, oh, that's painful.
Yeah. Ingrown toenail, right foot. That's it. Okay. So that's the verifiable fact following a message. Dr. Pat.
Two things. Can I ask you a question? Are there people in your life right now that you're having some boundary issues with at all?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to go into it with you because it's private, but I'll tell you why I asked. This is the card I pulled for you. Okay, it's called the Ruler. It's a powerful, powerful image. She's powerful. So here's this message for you. Sometimes you must create and defend boundaries to protect yourself from the invasive or other inappropriate behavior of others. Now, let me expand on that from a psychological perspective or from psychology. A lot of times when you get something like this, we always go to abusive behaviors. Not true. People that step over boundaries aren't always abusive. They can be annoying. I don't know if you have any annoying things going on, but whatever it is, it could have anything to do with maybe legal documents or something going on. But this is one of these cards where I'm telling you, when I get a message like this, I get fired up. It is really important for you to protect your peace, for you to protect yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. We're going to do a whole show on boundaries. I think you may want to listen to that. We're going to do an upcoming show on that, probably under the sign of Aries. Why did I say that? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Why, indeed.
My mom was an Aries. Thank you so much for calling in. Remember that this is the Ruler. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. There you go. Thank you. Wow.
Thanks, David.
Do we have call for one more? I mean, time for one more call.
let's give it a go.
All right. We've got Dirk from California calling in.
All right. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Hey there,
Dirk, are you there?
Dirk, yeah, yes, I'm here.
Good. How can we help you today?
My wife and my dad, my wife passed away last March unexpectedly. And then 6 weeks after that, my dad passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, David, excuse me, David Dirk, please accept our condolences from everybody here at Transformation Network.
Thank you.
Hold on. All right. Yes, I know that your wife passed unexpectedly, but I'm getting a female energy and I'm getting a shockwave going through my body. And that's how they're letting me know that there was an abrupt passing. And I'm getting this impact sensation in my head. Now that indicates once again, abrupt passing, but it's like one day here, one day not, one day here, one day not. Was this, it to me, I'm getting, I don't mean to get clinical and graphic, but I'm getting like this crack. Okay. And so this could very well be a traumatic passing. So this could have been an accident. Does this make sense?
Yeah. They think that she died from a diabetic coma.
Okay. Do you know if she fell and hit the ground?
But at first,
sorry?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She did.
That's why when
she fell down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was saying the crack, I felt like I was hitting my head. And what it is, this is what she's giving me. And the thing is, she wants you to know that there were some warning signs. There was a little bit of dizziness, a little bit of unsteadiness, but she didn't think it was that serious. And she wants you to know that if it had been, she would have let you know and she would have taken better care of herself. But what she's also telling me is that she said this was the time I was going to transition. She's also telling me that there were issues with her renal system, with her kidneys as well, and that it appears that there was a whole myriad of complex medical issues. She also wants you to know, David, that she could not possibly have had a better husband. She said, you stood by me thick and thin. No matter what, you always listened. You were sympathetic. You were compassionate. And you were always a man who rose to the occasion. She said, you have the heart of a lion. And she showed me the image of a lion, which to me also brings in the Leo time frame, which could be a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you or her or someone close to you between July 22nd and August 22nd. It could also be a trigger for a name that starts with L, like Leo, Leon, Laura, something like that. Anything there makes sense.
Okay. No. Not that.
What about with your dad with Leo time frame? Okay, hold on. Before you do the no thing, I want you to write that down because I know when I'm getting good stuff and there's something with a lion, the image of the lion, the Leo time frame. Okay. Dr. Pat, did you pull a Leo card for us?
Not really, but I did pull a card that I think relates to you. I'm going to hold it up. This particular goddess is called the Escapist. She is by far one of the most sensitive, imaginative, wild goddesses of all. What this message is about, for you to think about, so don't take what I say literally, you'll know if this is you. You or someone you care about may seek refuge in escapist behavior when faced with limits, difficulties, or sorrow of some sort. Now, I need to just read this. And this is what I'm going to leave you with because of time. But the incarnation is about starting over. She's about starting over. The Escapist is a goddess that drives people to do strange things. You know, I know this card. I was her for most of my life. I get this card. But her message is this. Face the East light. Whatever you're doing, be in a stable, fireproof place. Welcome the feelings that you have. And here's what the mantra is for you. This is what you say. With this beginning, with this dawn of day, I welcome the start of a creative new way. And only you knows the personal meaning of this, but I think this card is very personal to you.
Yeah, so I'm going to be starting over soon in a new direction in my life.
Yep. I'll try to post something more about this card. This is one of the most powerful of all energies to restart and renew. She's sensitive. She's imaginative.
So
yeah. don't hold back your imagination. The other message of this card, which he gave me a long time ago, is people that, like us, that have had loss, we may tend to escape through other means, maybe addictions, maybe something like that, maybe too much work. She will help you if that's what you're doing. Okay?
Mm. All right.
And it's still okay to have candy and stuff. Does it make sense?
Yes. I was going to say the Leo thing makes sense because my dad's father died around that time.
There you go.
There you go. Also, this coming Leo time frame, you said you're about to embark on some changes in your life. They could either be happening then or kind of all come to fruition then. So that's why when we get time frames, it doesn't always mean the past. Unfortunately, I think we're just about out of time. Dirk, thank you, Dirk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for calling in. And if we didn't get to you, you are welcome to call back again, because with the psychic and the doc, we will be back next week.
Rocking on. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.